Irish Water now is shifting to having a framework, they call it, and it needs to be a very big contractor for to be able to try and get on these frameworks and to get the contracts. And that's concerning for me in several ways, but I suppose the thing this morning is about speed and efficiency and getting leaks fixed quickly. And in my opinion, I believe that local contractors living close and very familiar with the area and has equipment and supplies close to where the burst is happening would be the best and the quickest to respond and get those mains fixed without having to be waiting on contractors to come from neighbouring counties. I think it would leave it more competitive as well and better value for money, having more contractors being able to tender for these works and be available instead of only a handful of companies in a region. Being able to even tender for the work at all, maybe subbing it out in that thing. So I think smaller local contractors should be looked on and be able to get these contracts and be able to do the works.
And from your experience, having dealt predominantly with local contractors over a number of years now in your term with the council, working on such issues as burst water mains, the problems have always been rectified fairly fast and fairly efficiently, and there wouldn't really be any major complaints there in relation to how the local contractors have gone about their business in this sense.
No, the local contractors there respond any time of day or night and are able to get, once it's safe to do so, of course, are able to get their crews and equipment and machinery on site very quickly once they're notified. And I suppose there's a good personal working relationship there with the Irish Water staff or the Leitrim County Council staff there and the contractors, and they're able to ring them up and have several different ways of getting in contact with them, and they're able to get them out very quickly. And I think it would be a shame to lose that.